If you've ever been to Sandwich, chances are you've been to the Boardwalk. It's a long wooden footbridge that stretches more than 1,000 feet, all the way across the marsh and down to the beach. There's water and beach grass and sand and birds all around.
It has become an icon of the town. If you look at anything online about Sandwich, the first thing that comes up is the Boardwalk.
Dave DeConto is the town's natural resources director. He grew up in Sandwich, and now it's part of his job to help look over the Boardwalk.
As a kid growing up here, the big thing to do here is to come at high tide and jump off the bridge. It's such a rite of passage to do that here.
But the Boardwalk was badly damaged this winter by those back-to-back storms in March. A big section of the middle is gone, and much of the rest now looks almost wavy, which is not how you want a wooden footbridge to look. Repairs cost money, and Bud Dunham, the town manager, is the one who has to think about the bills.
I would say just as a town manager, you start to ask yourself, this is just an example, like if we've had to replace the beach walkover stairs 4 times in the last 6 years, you know, is someone up above trying to tell us something that, you know, hey, maybe you shouldn't be spending $100,000 each year replacing it?
Just to make the Boardwalk usable for the coming summer, it'll likely cost around $76,000 to repair the middle section, and another $10,000 for the stairs down to the beach. Dale Davies has been working on rebuilding the stairs for the last few weeks. Just him, what's left of the dunes, and his country music.
And so, do you think this is going to hold up to next winter storms?
My honest opinion is no. I mean, I believe that this is just a stopgap measure to get people on the beach for the summer.
Paul Tilton, the town engineer, says it is just a stopgap. And he also says the stopgaps aren't sustainable anymore.
Each and every year, and it seems like it's been more frequent the past 5 years or so, we've had issues with the Boardwalk, and major storms have damaged the Boardwalk, and we have to close it for a period of time, and we have a lot of pressure to get that ready for the summer season, obviously.
At this point, he says, the existing Boardwalk has outlived its useful life, and what the town really needs to do is completely rebuild it in a way that's more resilient to rising water and harsher storms.
But some things we're looking at with the Boardwalk, with that resilient engineering, are the type of hardware used. Maybe we use stainless steel in areas we didn't before. We're also looking at helical piles, which actually screws the piles into the ground. So with those piles, it'll be anchored in and be able to withstand severe storms.
At the most recent town meeting, the request for $2 million to fund a new Boardwalk caused more than an hour of heated debate. But ultimately, it passed. Both at town meeting.
Okay, the main motion on Article 19 carries by a two-thirds majority, 379-63.
And a few days later in the townwide election. But there was one question that got asked that doesn't have a solid answer, and that's what kind of assurances taxpayers get for the $2 million. It's something Bud Dunham asks himself all the time, as town manager, as the one in charge of spending public money wisely.
That's hard. When you can't have assurance of, you know, the work that you do is going to be there in the future.
That $2 million is worth it.
I think most people in town would say it is worth it. If it buys us, like, you know, 10 or 20 years, it's worth it. If it buys us 3 years, I think we'd all scratch our heads and say probably not, unfortunately.
Paul Tilton, the town engineer, says he's hopeful they'll be able to get 20 or 30 years out of a newly designed Boardwalk, and that it's too valuable an asset for the town of Sandwich to let it go. In so many ways.
You know, sometimes it's just a good getaway. You know, it's sort of a stress reliever. You want to get away from all the issues you have. You walk down to the Boardwalk and you kind of set your mind straight and you know, you're good for the rest of the day. Sometimes I do that myself.
And it's hard to put a price on that. But in Sandwich, now, they have to. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields.